This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reiberger, and today's show is the end of the month that I always do. It's the Conversations with Carol show. What that really means is that I'm not going to be really addressing any specific topic or anything based on research that I've done, whether it's round of illness or personality, whatever it may be. I'm just going to be talking about this energy that we're in right now and what's going on. And I always do that in the Conversations with Carol show. I always start it out that way. And then what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking your calls throughout the entire hour. So if you have a question for me about your health, your career, relationships, the energy that's going on right now, if you're wondering, like, what is the heck, OMG, what is going on, decisions that you're trying to make, well, then come on the line. Give me a call at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada, and then also for international callers, which Canadians fall into that. But what we want to do for international callers, dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to join me in visiting my website, www.ritberger.com. And what I encourage you to do is just go to the tabs at the top of the homepage and put the cursor over the teleclass. You'll see a drop-down menus. Click on downloads, and what you will find are over 27 illnesses that I, as a medical intuitive, look at from a variety of perspectives. I look at them clinically in the general description, also look at them energetically, psychologically, map them in the energy system, the chakra system, look at the role of personality, and then wrap up each one of my teleclasses and the downloads available, either in audio or PDF format, and offer a myriad of ideas and suggestions that you can use both allopathically, meaning conventional medicine, and then also alternative therapies that are very effective dealing with that specific illness. So if you haven't been on my site, www.ritberger.com, there's even a try before you buy of each one of the different illnesses. And what it is you can listen to a very brief excerpt around the topic that I'm talking about. For example, the topics range anywhere from allergies to tinnitus. And what you can do is you can listen to a very brief excerpt on the audio. Be sure it's what you like, or you can even read a page out of the printable PDF. Just a wealth of information. For example, my tinnitus PDF, I believe, is 28 pages in length. So again, you can see that part of my role is to certainly offer a variety of perspectives, but then just a plethora of information to be able to help give you a picture of what's going on and a holistic picture of what's going on, so you can, in fact, jump in, participate in the healing process, and not just find yourself, in many cases, with lack of understanding, knowing how to be able to approach this, and then as a result, going to someone and saying, here, fix me. Healing is not fix me. That's curing. Healing is, please, I need help. I need direction. I need your assistance. But I also want to be engaged. I want to be kept in the loop. I want to be knowledgeable about what's going on. I want to participate and do the things that I personally can do that I believe that are going to heal me. And that's really the dynamic difference between healing and curing. And while both have great value, ultimately, the healing is what restores the body back to where it was, where it is better, actually better than it was before it became ill. So 27 different illnesses on your health teleclass series. You can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and I even offer a free audio download on breast cancer. So if you know of anyone who has been diagnosed or yourself has been diagnosed, I do encourage you to go to my website. It is free. And there's a complete download, as I just talked about, as far as a holistic perspective of breast cancer, so you can get a bigger picture of what's going on. That's one of the things that I've really found so much as a medical intuitive, is that we tend to get these bits and pieces, and we get oftentimes diagnosis, and then we have to go and do our own homework to try to understand what that really means. And in the process of doing that, we can either get information overload, or what we can do is we can get the heebie-jeebie scared out of us, and so forth, or we get so confused in the process that we just don't know what's going on. So by offering these downloads and by offering my assistance as a medical intuitive, I try to give a bigger picture. And in that picture, then people can really get a perspective of what they're really dealing with. And where do they feel like they can be the most successful in jumping in and being able to create the health and the well-being that they desire? So again, www.ritberger.com. Well, the energy, I've talked about this every single month since we started 2012. And in fact, I've started doing this ever since I started with Contact Talk Radio, which I cannot believe is 4 years coming. That's just been 4 years. And what I do is I kind of go in and get a general overview of the energy itself. But what really drives me to want to do that for my shows is the series of readings that I do in the month or the weeks prior to my show. So really for the last 3 weeks, what I've really been experiencing in my readings is a lack of clarity. And that's what I was just talking about when I was talking about these downloads and the availability and getting that big picture. It's kind of like a radiologist. When someone goes to a doctor and they send them to a radiologist, they're trying to get a bigger picture. So the energy and what I found in the readings in the last few weeks has been around clarity. And the only way that we can truly find the clarity that we need in order to execute or take action and move forward is that we've really got to go within. So the energy right now is all about you. And while we may be conditioned to put others' needs before our own, But right now the energy is, it's all about you. It is all about you. It's okay about being all about you, because if you recognize that and you go inside versus outside looking for your answers, then what you'll be able to do is fall back on your history and your archives and that left brain and that short-term memory and long-term memory, and then also really open up yourself to the intuitive aspects of who you are that can get a bigger picture. So when we look at clarity, what tends to happen is that we tend to get caught up in the details. We're so busy trying to be busy getting what we need that we really don't look at the big picture, or we don't look at the final product. I was doing a reading the other day and we were talking about being able to expand the business. And so I basically said, what do you love doing in your business? And the person's response was, well, I love the teaching and the training. And yet the more we talked, the less emphasis and energy and opportunities for their client, for this person's clients to be able to experience their training and their teaching abilities. Everything was focused in a completely different direction. So as we continued on to find this clarity, this person, their soul, my soul, all the guides and angels that I work with when I do the reading, it's like, okay, so what do you want this to look like when it's done? And the comment was classes. And so that's great. That looks like classes. Then the question was, where do you want these classes to be? Well, I want these classes to be in a destination that I personally want to enjoy being there. And I actually might want to even consider having a second place there. So now what we did is we established not only the teaching required classes, which, by the way, there were very few on the website, and then that was being offered, or even mailings that was going out. And then we said, okay, well, you want to do classes. You want to do classes in this location. And then the next part of it is, so when do you want to do this? And immediately went in and the person started talking about all the things that they had to do before they could do that. That's what I mean about getting caught up in the details. And I said, no, let's strip back, step back with me. So when do you want these classes to start? And the person said, I want them to start in the first couple months of 20, 13. It's like, okay, so we know it's classes. We know you love teaching. We know that you want to teach in this area. We know that you want it to start in that time frame. Hold that clarity. Now, take that clarity and start working back to today. Don't let today become so overwhelmed with the details that you lose sight of what the objective is. And I know that's really analytical and left brain, but that's what this energy is all about. It's about finding that clarity, but even deeper at the roots of that is really looking at your core values. So let's take that same scenario. If this person was teaching classes in an area that they loved, wanted to live and they loved to be, and they want to do it in the 2013 in the spring or the first 2 months, actually January, February, specifically what was said, then what do they need to do? What would that make them feel like? And immediately the person just kind of jumped right in and said, oh my gosh, I would feel just really good. It would help me financially. I would be able to get off of this treadmill of worrying that I'm on. I'm afraid of the financial aspect. I'm letting people down. And all of a sudden it just started to avalanche all the negatives. But the positive part of it was that they could actually see the benefit of what they could get out of doing the classes at that time in that place and everything, and how it would give them that psychological freedom to then not get caught up in the details and then just basically list them and execute. The next part of what comes in is when we're looking at this core value part, this real important part of who we are. That's what this energy is about through the rest of 2012. What is your core value? What do you believe in? How do you live your life? And next important thing is legacy. And that's a big word. That's a big word that can just cause a lot of people to just spin. It's like, oh my gosh, all I think about is just getting through the day. In this legacy energy, what it is it's not the legacy that you want to leave with other people. It's the legacy that you want to remember about you. Do you want to remember yourself as being a kind and gentle person? Do you want to remember yourself as being a person who shared information and loved teaching? Do you want to be a person who helped those who couldn't help themselves? Do you want to be a person that when you remember you, you remember the fact that you're a good listener, you're patient, you're tolerant, you're compassionate, you're loving, you're understanding, you're generous, you have a positive outlook on life? That's what this energy is about, that we came off of all of these extraordinary events that happened in May and June, that is really opening the doors for us to really live the life based on our core values, getting the clarity of what we desire to accomplish. And that clarity in what we desire to accomplish is the legacy we leave with other people and how they remember us. But it is all about you. It's got to start at the very, very core of who you are. It doesn't take a lot of analysis to do this. It takes a little bit of quiet time. You don't even have to go into deep meditation. You just need to do something that distracts you from that minutia that the mind is always working through, that is so filled with all of the fears, all the things you can't do, all the things you have to do first. The time is never right. You're not going to get there. You don't have enough time. You've missed the boat. All of those things that we are so conditioned to use as a barometer to really see if we really want to do this, or they actually look and stop us by the fear. I had something that I was doing, I'm getting in the process of downloading so I can put on my website, my near-death experience. And I wanted to share some of the things that I remembered from the near-death experience in this particular download. And, you know, it's a fascinating thing. I died, came back, and I don't know, for some reason, I just felt, excuse me, that I would be able to remember everything that had happened. But, you know, it's very human. You have to have an experience that triggered it. And one of the things that I remember that was shared with me when I was in that transitional time before I came back is, it's the quote, what they said to me, these beautiful beings that were there with me to make me feel safe and to support me and to share who I am. And it is all about me. And what they said is, failure can be found in everything if that's what you're looking for. And the gift of the energy of 2012 and this enlightenment consciousness is to help us look beyond that failure, get out of that minutia of doesn't work. And that's why we're being driven, we're being nudged, we're being pushed, we're being enticed, we're being, even our dreams are doing this, to say, look to what you desire to do that matches your legacy, that's important to you, that you can do, you can build the plan, execute, and then you can reap the benefits and the rewards and the self-satisfaction. It's all about clarity. Please give yourself the time, using the energy of where we are, to spend just those free moments to dream, dream big, dream bigger than you even think you can, and to see what it looks like that you want to do at this moment done. And that's another thing that was shared with me that I remembered and I've really been working on myself personally, is think it done, see it done, believe it done, and this too shall be. And that's something that I live my daily life by. So that's kind of the energy, and I'll pick it up a little bit more if I need to. I'm just kind of sitting here and information comes in, and that's what I do on the Conversations with Carol show. But I want to jump right in now, and I want to take a call from Joe from Clovis, California. Hi, honey.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've been experiencing a lot of health challenges for the last couple of years, and I have called in before and you've given me some guidance, but I am at a crossroads now where I need that clarity. Your opening was very appropriate. The daily pain is still intense, and no one can figure out what's causing it, and there's also some abnormal discharge after menopause, and I feel like I made some decisions that were not the best, and so therefore I get stuck because now I'm afraid of making more wrong decisions. And what can you help me with?
Okay, so let's do the same thing that I was just talking about. So what is the objective, honey? Is the objective to be out of pain? Is the objective to have a healthy body? Can you take a moment, and please understand that this is a process, but if you can help give me that clarity, then I can work backwards with you to figure out what needs to be done.
Certainly. What I would ultimately want it to look like is to have my energy back, my stamina back, my optimal health back, out of pain, stop the abnormal discharge, etc.
Okay. Okay, so the ultimate objective is that you want your body better, not only better than it is right now, you want your body healthier than it's ever been. Is that true?
That sounds like a great intention.
Okay. So now that's the intention, and we're not even going to put a time frame on it because this is a much different situation. But that's the objective. That's the clarity. And whenever you get caught up in the details or the minutiae or the self-doubt that's going to come up because of the decisions that you made, which, by the way, those decisions at the time are always the best decisions, if we would remember that, based on whatever information we had, how we decided to act upon things. So, you know, it's that part. It was best. Let's let it go. It's still there. I understand that. So what we want is we want you to be better than you have ever been in your body from a health standpoint. So the first thing, now we're going to start working backwards. The first thing is, do you want your stamina to be back better than it was before? Do you want your energy to be back better than it was before?
Yes.
Okay, so which one of those? Let's take one of them.
Stamina.
Okay. So in stamina, what that means with stamina is that we really have to focus on the physical body. We really have to focus on the needs. What is going on with it? And what that means is, what do we know at this moment that's going on with it? We know that you have idiopathic pain, meaning that you have pain that just seems to come up here and there and everywhere else, and there's no sense of consistency or congruency with it. So what we want is, in order to get the stamina, then we need to address the pain. And there's things that you can do with addressing the pain, is that you can go in and you can look at things that you can take to manage the pain and the inflammation associated with it. Because, again, we're in the physical body. We're not going to be doing a lot of mental things. We just want to give the body the reprieve it needs. So you could change your diet. You could look at a microbiotic diet. You could look at taking some different kind of pain remedies. You could look at using some different herbs or acupuncture or something that you could do, cranial sacral. You could look at doing some aromatherapy. You could look at doing some mild stretching with yoga. So there's some things that you can do that can help you get that flexibility back in the body, restore the body's pH back where it needs to, so we don't have the inflammation associated with the pain. And then if we can give that body, your body, a reprieve from the pain, then what your brain will start doing is saying, oh my gosh, I don't have the pain like I did. Now your brain's going to immediately say, so what just changed? How did that work? So, but just keep on doing that. So in the stamina, what we need to do is we need to really first and foremost, two areas that we need to start with, immune system and liver. Those are the two areas that are really tied to the overall stamina and well-being of the body. Immune system is the protector. The liver as being the cleanser and really keeps the body toxin-free the way that it needs to. Also associated with red blood cell counts, platelet formation, and so forth, things that are important for our overall well-being. So as you're looking at the stamina, sweetie, focus on either foods that you can eat that are liver-happy. Look at foods that are not only liver-happy, but looking at the foods that are also immune system happy. The next thing that falls into place is we have to have movement. And that movement doesn't have to be a lot of movement. It's just if you don't move, you won't move. So here's the objective and we could take the stamina. Now, I know you've done a lot of this. As I'm saying this, your body is going, been there, done that, trying this, yeah. Do that. But, and it's like, okay, woohoo, buts are okay. Come on. I'm going to acknowledge that we all have these buts inside of us. However, in this process is if you stay focused on the objective and stay focused on the stamina and every day do something that can make you better than you are at the present moment, it will happen. It will happen. The body can acclimate, adjust, and so forth. It will happen. Now, going to the energy part of it, that's a completely different thing with its own set of steps. And we don't want it to get real complicated. So we're still talking about energy associated with stamina, associated with better health and where you were. So the thing with your body, as I'm touching you, sweetie, the thing that seems, that feels to me, that it is the most unsettling at this moment as I'm touching you, is this discharge. Is that true?
Probably it's a higher priority at the moment than the other things, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask some questions. So have you seen someone about it?
Yes. And the direction that doctor is wanting to go is not in alignment. So I'm struggling with that.
Okay. So let's go back to your core values, because that's what this energy is. The core value is the option that you've been given is unacceptable. That's really the core of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Clarity. This doctor's evaluation option is unacceptable to your core values. Let's find another doctor. Let's look at different ways to do this. Let's talk to somebody else other than one opinion. Maybe it takes two, maybe it takes three. See what the options are. If they all come up with the same thing and that's still against your core value, check that off your list, and then you can go to different directions. So I have to ask another question to get clarity around that with you. So is one of the options, is this doctor's option to remove the uterus altogether?
It has not gone there yet. He's wanting to do an endometrial biopsy, but he's not wanting to do it in the office like it's normally done. He's wanting to put me as an outpatient under anesthetic and subject me to a hospital environment, and et cetera.
Okay. So did he tell you why he's doing that, why he's suggesting that? Because he's not going to just do an endometrial biopsy. my sense is, knowing the doctors that I work with, what he's going to do is that if he goes in and there is something, that what he'll probably do is a DNC. He's probably going to do some scraping, cauterizing. That you need to know all that. You also need to know that if that were to ever come to the option that that's what you had to do, that you would not have that uterus removed, because that's really what this whole thing is about.
So can you tell me what's really going on that's causing this abnormal discharge?
I can. I can tell you. Yes, I can. So let's just go there. The endometrial lining itself, because the body is still cycling, even though it isn't cycling the way that we think of it, when we're in that kind of ripe, rich stage associated with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, what has occurred is that the body is still cycling. The other thing is you feel like you've been under a lot of stress, so it feels like your body is getting a lot of a clone. It's not even a real estrogen that seems like it's stimulating the reproductive area, and it's causing this endometrial lining to still become mushy and to still become succulent with blood, but also it's not just blood. It feels like it's got a lot more properties to it. It feels like it might have some clotting associated with it. The endometrial lining is not consistent all the way around. It looks like we probably had some fibroids that were there. We've got a little bit of a lesion scarring that comes from those fibroids. They appear, as I can first go in and looking at them, that most of them are gone. I've got one, if I'm facing you, it'll be the left-hand side upper part of the uterus itself. I've got a very, very small fibroid. Fibroids can also contribute to any kind of discharge, but I have an inconsistency in the endometrial lining to where it is still coming in and it's still getting to a place where it believes that it's supposed to do the shedding process. The issue is that it feels to me that it's tied more to the stress of what's going on than it actually is tied to the uterus itself. That's why I suggested maybe you talk to another doctor. So in that part of looking at the uterus itself, is that that's why I said probably the outpatient is, if it went in and found that the endometrial lining, they'll take that sample, the endometrial lining has an inconsistency or it has a buildup in any area, then it isn't uncommon for a DNC. And to be able to scrape the uterus itself, to be able to get it down to the size it should be, and then to, in some cases, that will be cauterized to the point where there will no longer be any shedding.
So is there cancer involved?
Now, that sigh you heard was not a yes. It just is that you asked me to go deeper, and I have to really wade through. You can even hear it in my voice because I'm having to change vibration. It does appear that there are some precancerous cells associated with it. I'm not hedging, but that is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
That does not mean that you have cancer. And I'm not being wishy-washy, sweetie. I'm really not. I'm not allowed to diagnose. I'm not a doctor. But I can tell you that part of the concern is because of the discharge and because of the, it feels like it's inconsistency, that there are precancer cells associated with it.
Okay.
So we go back to using that. So what I would suggest that you do, because it is against your core values of going and to go under anesthetic, and because of the concerns you have with doctors and everything, is that you do seek out another doctor, seek out another opinion. When you go and ask for a consultation with that doctor, if you do not trust that doctor, if there's anything about that doctor, male or female, that is not comfortable with you, that's the wrong person to even get the information. Thank them very much for their time and move on.
So is this issue with the uterus what's causing the lower abdominal pain, or is that coming from another source?
It is contributing to it.
Is it the only thing?
It feels to me like your body feels like it goes through the series of having like unexplainable menstrual cramps, where it just gets this pain, I can also pick up the sciatic nerve being involved with the discomfort that you have. I can also find some spinal subulations in the L4, L5, the sacral part. Looks like you've fallen on your tailbone many times and on your butt many times, sweetie, to the point where it's caused the tailbone to be out of alignment. That's caused some spinal things. But my sense is that the discomfort that you're feeling is associated with this low-grade, and I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm just trying to take everything I'm picking up and putting it into words. It's putting pressure. It's putting pressure. It's somehow affecting the activity of the uterus itself. And my sense is that's what a lot of the discomfort that you're feeling is associated with this.
Okay. So is there any other things you're picking up that you could offer me today?
One of the things that I could offer is that there's and I don't get any kind of financial compensation for this, but your uterus itself and your cervix, the entire vaginal area, is very, very acidic. And as a result, your pH of the whole vaginal area is acidic, and that can be causing some of the discomfort as well. You might want to look at there's a product called Refresh, or Replens, that can also help with pH. You might want to look at diet that can alkaline. You might want to look at other holistic ways to be able to alkaline that particular area. My sense is that that will create a balance in the pH and can very well address some of the discomfort that you experience.
Okay.
And if you worked with a naturopath or an integrative medicine doctor, what they could do is offer some suggestions, maybe of some rinses that you could use or that you could for the cleansing process and so forth. That would be able to help. It does feel like it needs to be in a kind of a wash or a suppository type process, as well as doing the nutritional part.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So going back to where we went with the body and it wanting to be better than it is right now and healthier, this is an area for you to address, to go inside, connect, really go with your core values. What can you live with? What can you not? What are you afraid of? How can you work around those fears? Do you want to work around those fears? Get your answers. Address this particular situation with knowing that the objective is the stamina, then will be supported to give you the ultimate health. Then also supporting the immune system will then allow your body to not read that there's a problem. It will become active in a different way. It will be able to deal with any kind of cancer cells we have in our body. We have a lot of them. And so you can see how everything's connected.
Yeah, because if they send this to pathology and they find precancer, I know they're immediately going to want to remove the uterus.
That's correct, honey. They will. And so this is an opportunity for you at this time, knowing that that is part of the potential, is for you to go in, use the energy right now. What can you live with? I can say it that way. What can you live with and what can you not live with? Then let's go and look at the legacy around this. How do you want to see yourself around this? And I'm going to say it with love, but I'm going to say it. Do you want to see it the way that you've always been, where you haven't spoken up and asked questions? This has been a very difficult part of your life. You've certainly been conditioned to not do that. Or do you want to go in, ask your questions? If they don't want to answer them, find someone else. Ask, 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 gain understanding. This is your chance to speak up and to voice what is important to you and what you want to live by. It is at a crossroads. It is literally so much deeper. That's the energy part. It's about you finding your voice, speaking to yourself, and to getting the information you need to be able to cross every dot every I, cross every T, and feel really comfortable with your decisions. Don't go back to your past decisions, sweetie. I mean, I know your mind's going to do that, but go to where you and I are right now. The decisions you made at the time were the best decisions based on the information you had.
Right. And I know that I can't change those
Absolutely. But they have an emotional charge. And if you don't have to go back and work on it, the emotional charge. Let's just go from here. What is your core value? What do you believe? If you believe deeply that you do not want any organ gland removed from your physical body, then that is really at the essence, and then that should drive the direction that you want to go. If it's fear of medicine because you don't have enough information, get your information. So this is what this energy is. It is about you. It is about allowing you to take the time, honey. But if you keep your eye on that objective of the body being healthy and better than it was before, and stamina is your objective that's closest to that, then we need to do what's necessary to get the stamina, meaning getting your mind stop fixating, getting your body where it needs to be, and getting you and your body back to better, or back to where it was, and even better. So that's the way that this energy works. And, you know, great love to you, Joe, for allowing and being a perfect example. I mean, this is the gift of who you are, sweetie. You do this regularly if you stop and think about it, is that you gave every one of my listeners an opportunity to see what this energy is, how it works, and what we personally need to do. So great light and love to you, and thank you for doing this and helping all of us.
Thank you for doing what you do.
You are welcome. We will stay in touch, sweetie. I do know that.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. All right, let's go ahead and jump into a commercial break. I'll be right back. Talk a little bit more. Oh, I don't know whether I'll do more with energy. That was absolutely perfect in explaining it, but I am going to be taking your calls, so come right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today is a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is I'm taking your calls and I'm answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills and my intuitive skills, both one in the same, little bit different direction. So if you have a question for me about your health or about today's topic that I've been talking about in energy, and I really didn't have a topic, but I've been talking about the energy right now, and it's all about clarity and legacy and how do you want to remember you. And this isn't about this, you know, 2012 doom and gloom. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm talking about is that we have a wonderful opportunity to look at ourselves and say, you know, how do I want to remember me? Do I want to remember me as a positive, optimistic person, a person that is kind and gentle? I certainly, you know, don't want to remember myself as being somebody that's a grump all the time. And so it gives us an opportunity to gain the clarity and then to be able to make the changes that we're looking for. So if you do have a question for me, call me at 877-230-3663. 3062, 877-230-3062. All right, what I want to do is jump right back in, and let's go to Tammy in Vermont. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Well, you too.
I was thinking about what you've been talking about, clarity, and I am looking for clarity with my career.
Okay.
I feel like I've started in the right direction, but I can't see the big picture.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess I'm feeling frustrated in where I need to go. Where am I going to find that true happiness and love for what I do every day?
Okay, so let's go with that part of it, is that in this, what happens with, let me back up, because your soul just said, whoa, rewind here, Carol, let's go back up. So first of all, career is something that energetically means that we love doing and we want to do the rest of our life. Now, we don't know what that looks like, but we just know that whatever we love doing, we want to do it the rest of our life. And then we're open to being able to allow whatever comes along to help us tweak it or refine it or reinvent it. What's occurred, honey, is your career has become your job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A job then becomes a survival mechanism. And that robs you of your joy. So in the career, again, excuse me, because I'm going to get you back to this clarity to differentiate these two. So when it becomes a job, then it becomes survival. And then we naturally, instinctively, because of the way the brain works, we naturally, instinctively go in and we look at what we can do in order to make a living, to give us the quality of life, to get us through every day. The mind goes in and gets caught up in the minutiae and the details, all the tasks that have to be, when they have to be done, the fact that we're not going to get them done, and we start to lose that joy element associated with the career. So, having said that, that's what it feels to me has happened, is that while you're doing what you really desire to do, something has shifted in the last probably, it only feels like maybe 5 or 6 months, something has shifted that it feels like it's like, oh my gosh, this feels like it's kind of a drudge and I'm not really sure, am I doing the right thing? Where am I going? Am I going in the right place? And you're caught up in that self-doubt. The gift of frustration is it saying to you, you need to stop, take a break, just come in, not physical break, not in your body, but take a break and look at, is that career still clear, or have you got lost up in the minutiae of the job? So frustration is a very positive emotion as long as we don't let it escalate and move forward into resentment, hostility, anger, and so forth. So good job, you're right on target.
Okay.
So let's take what you do. Okay, I can see as I'm touching, it's like, okay, I can see why we're just having a little bit of trouble. So let's bring me back to the very basics that I'm going to bring you. What do you do?
I'm a special education teacher.
Okay. And what is your objective of being a special education teacher? Is it to make a difference in children's lives?
It definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, good girl. See, now you're even going, you're jumping ahead of me. What's the other part, sweetie?
I think it's to help me as well.
It is. It is. And the nature of who you are is that when you help others, you feel good about yourself, don't you?
I do.
And when you help others, then what you do is then you help yourself, right?
Yes.
So you're really kind of what I would call, you know, we could say teacher, but it feels more like you're a coach. If you can coach these kids to be able to be the best they can, then you can learn about being the best that you can, correct?
Correct.
So what you love doing is you love working with special kids and you love providing an environment, a coaching environment, a supportive environment, a can-do environment, an environment that doesn't focus on limitations but focuses on possibilities, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, and you do this really well, don't you?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. You get a lot of...
As long as the recipient is open.
Okay, open. Good girl. Now we're beginning to work backwards, so let's go in. The recipient of this, or recipient of this, what is it? Is it the child or is it the parent?
It could be both.
Okay. Choose one for me.
Pardon me?
Choose one for me.
Child.
Oh, good girl, because that's really what it's about. And, you know, you can really create the environment for these children in order for them to do what they need to do, but you can't control the parents, can you?
No.
You can't control what's happening in their life, their relationships, the ups and downs they have, or anything else. So if you stay focused on the objective is creating this environment, helping these children, as a result, you get help in the process, you gain clarity in the process, you feel good about yourself, that's what you focus on. Now let's move backwards. It appears, and it feels like it was even a last year. It feels like it was more last year. Are you working with a child that the parent just seems to be kind of all over the place? One particular child feels like it's a female, little girl. That's okay. I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth. I'm just trying to get the clarity.
This past year, I worked with such a variety of different students without a focus on one.
Okay. Well, what I picked up is that when I go back into the end of last year, I can be more clear on that part of it, that there was a young girl, that there was just something special about her, still is special about her, but it feels like that the mother in particular was kind of all over the place. So what that being all over the place felt like it was distracting you from what the objective is, and the objective is to be able to help the child. And so working backwards is if you run into a system, whether it's the school or the foundation or funding, that feels like it's all over the place, or it has an instability, or it has a lot of doubt or fear associated with it, or a parent that isn't sure what needs to be done, but is certainly willing to tell you what you need to do, even though they don't know that. Then what occurs is keep your eye on the objective of helping the children.
Okay.
Now, the other part of this objective is that, honey, it feels to me you've paid your dues in working within systems. Is that true? Like schools and special needs? Yeah. Okay. So that's not where you want to be.
No, it is not.
So what we need to do in the clarity is that we need to look for a new way for you to provide your services on a bigger scale without as much hassle, keeping in mind that you want to help these children. And then if you can look at that, maybe you create a facility, maybe you create your own learning environment, maybe you look for federal funding, maybe you create affiliate programs with other people, but you feel like you're ready to, you've done that, you've got your experience base, you know what's worked, what doesn't work, and now it's time for you to step into the next phase of your objective, which is the special needs kids and helping them and creating space and all the things I've talked about. But you've got to, the next step is to create a different environment so the kids' objectives are met and not all of the minutiae and the funding and all the bantering and all the politics and everything else that you've been dealing with.
Okay.
Okay, so don't know why it came up, but it just came up. Is there a bill or something that is going to be on the ballot that is going to be talking about school funding or talking about changes? There's something that feels like it's going to curb even more money available for school education and for special needs program. I don't know why it came up. It just did.
Okay. I'm not aware of any particular at the moment.
Okay. Just kind of keep your eyes and ears open. I don't know why it came up, but it was something that just... It was like in the field, I needed to say it.
Okay.
The next thing is...
funding is going to be affected. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that the reason it feels like I picked it up is it feels like you already are aware that there's got to be something that needs to change. But you also are feeling to me that this change is going to just be supporting what was versus creating new. That's what I'm picking up in you. I think that's part of your anxiety.
Yes. Simplicity, simple way of life.
Exactly. So is there anything that you can do to help these children by reaching more children through creating a website that could be educational, informative, that could help people with coping with special needs children, or linking them to support groups, or connecting them with practitioners, or helping them see their children differently through a different set of eyes than just being someone that can be a burden or anything? Is there, can you open up that door and see if there's something bigger that you can actually create that would have a broader global expansiveness that could be of value to people with special needs kids, that would help special needs kids and would help you in helping them, and then you get the satisfaction? Wow, huh?
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of information.
It is. So I'll tell you what, this show is going to be in the archives probably by the weekend. You'll want to go back. Just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, RITBERGER.com.
Yes.
And, sweetie, just re-listen to it, because it just, all of a sudden, your world of possibilities, you're a big thinker, because you are a big thinker. You're a big thinker.
I want to go into sustainable living and, you know, that type of education.
Okay. Okay, so that is an important part of helping these children, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's an important part of helping these children that are going to continue to come on this earth, that are going to continue to be the you know, humans of the future, that are going to need to have situations, environments, all of the things that help can help sustain them. I mean, you're kind of on the forefront of all this, honey. And you do think big.
I just don't know where to begin.
Okay. So let's go back. Good girl. Because now we go back, because everything else. Where do you begin? Your objective is to be of service to special needs children. If you follow that objective and you keep your eye on that, and you know that if you help them, you're going to be helping yourself, and that ultimately special needs children could be every child that graces this earth. But right now it's very focused, and you kept your eye on that, and you started working backwards. You don't want to work in a system the way it's been.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. You don't want to have to put up with all of the rhetoric and all of the distractions and everything that takes you away from being able to do what you do.
Yes.
You don't want to have to deal with parents that are in so into their own things that they forget the objective. You're going to immediately start looking at the things you can't. So if you don't want to work, now I'm going to take a different direction. If you don't want to work in the system, then you need to create a new system. If you don't want to work with parents because, or you don't want to work with the system and the funding the way it is, sweetie, create new funding. If you don't want to work with the parents at that personal level, then work with the parents at a broader base level so they can gain the information they need in order to be more effective parents to a special needs child. And that includes their own emotional well-being. So as you work backwards, you'll see the negative. As you work backwards, you'll also see the positive. The positive, if you keep your eye on the ball, will get you where you want to go. And we didn't put a time frame on it, because if we did, then your mind would fixate and say, oh, this is too much. I can't do it in that short a period of time.
Okay.
But you are in exactly what you should be doing. And the problem is, it has become a job. So we just need to change that and go back to what you love doing, career that you want to dedicate your life to.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carol.
You are so welcome. My gosh, what a beautiful, beautiful light that you are. And I do have a granddaughter that has special needs. And I will tell you, you are all angels that have such compassion. I mean, her person that works with her, I mean, we call her best friend. That's all we do. It's just the most beautiful light. So I thank you personally for what you're looking to do and what you do. So anyway, all right, my
everybody
love.
Everybody has their gift for the world.
We do. And if you can just get clear on what that is, it really starts to just happen, doesn't it? So thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. All right. So what we've talked about in the shows, we've talked about clarity. We've talked about the need of thinking it done. We've talked about the fact that if you're looking for failure, you're going to find failure. So if you're looking for success, then you're going to find success. If you're looking for personal satisfaction, you're going to find that. If you're going to look for love, you're going to find that. And all of the things that cause us to limit ourselves and, as you know, so many people have said, play small, is all that minutia we get caught up in because we get sucked into the details instead of keeping our eye on the objective and working backwards. When you do that, the journey is a lot of fun. Thank you all for joining me. The show is going to be in the archives on ritberger.com, ritberger.com. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.